So our listener Anne recently found out her husband unfaithful. He kind of wants to put the past behind him and move on. She can't yet and wants to know kind of if she ever will. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. I'm honestly coming apart at the seams a little. So I'm hoping your listeners can help me out a bit.
Okay.
Recently found out my husband cheated on me. We've been married for 12 years. And this is easily the most painful thing I've ever been through.
Right.
He did confess on his own. He said he couldn't live with a lie anymore. Looking back, I knew something was off.
Right.
But I think I was deep in denial because I didn't want to believe this could be my life.
Right.
Now he says he wants to forget it ever happened, start fresh with me. I want to move forward too, but my brain won't let me.
Okay.
I can't stop wondering who this other woman is, what she meant to him, whether he still loves me the way he says he does. I've asked to know who she is, and he says bringing it up keeps us stuck and that he just wants to move on.
Oh, I don't like that.
The problem is I just can't stop bringing it up. The questions loop in my head at 2 a.m. like a broken radio. Am I going crazy? Is this something that eventually fades with time, or am I going to push him away all over again because I can't let it go?
Oh, geez.
I'm 41. I'm not ready to start over, but feel stuck between wanting to heal and being terrified of pretending everything is fine when it's not. If anyone's been through this, I really need to hear how it turned out. Please help.
I don't like the fact that he didn't say who it was.
Yeah.
Because that leads me to just dive into, one, it's someone close.
Sure.
That you know.
Yep.
That's my only thing. It's I would think that it's one of either my friends.
Right.
Or someone that I have met and seen plenty of times.
I think this is where we need someone who's walked this path before to tell us, like, would it be better for her to know who it is?
I don't know. If that's part of her healing.
Right. Because then should they remain faceless so that you don't start fixating on a person?
On them. Yeah. Yeah.
And then, I don't know.
And why is he trying to protect that person?
Well,
because that's kind of what he's doing, right?
Yes, or maybe in his mind, if she knows exactly who it is, then
it makes it worse.
Yes, it makes it worse, and she's going to fixate on that person.
Oh, my God.
And whatever role they may still have in his life.
Oh, that is just terrible.
Right.
That is terrible.
I want none of that.
No.
I feel so bad for Anne. I would want none of that. Because, again, how do you reprogram your brain then to just forget something like that happened? That's so hard to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy for him to say,
I understand. Things happen.
Yeah.
Pass is the past.
Right.
I mean, using the Tony Melito defense.
Sure. Yes.
It's a much easier.
That's what he's trying to do, and he doesn't understand. Why can't your brain just forget it?
Right, and it's much harder for you to actually do that in practice.
That kind of deep, deep hurt is imprinted on her heart now, in her head. And it's going to be a while before that isn't the biggest and only thing she's thinking about.
Yeah, Morgan on Facebook said, quote, he did confess on his own. Don't let that bar be so low that is an award-winning move.
Right, like you're giving him points.
Like, oh, well, he did confess. I didn't have to discover it myself.
Right.
He confessed.
Right, which, okay, that is good. At least you didn't just find out, confront him, and then he fessed up. Because then it's like, okay, well, you probably would still be doing it if you didn't get caught.
Right. So maybe.
But he has understood and come to the realization that was wrong and he didn't want to do that. And he needed to come clean with her to start fresh. That, I guess, if you're going to say good.
Oh, geez. Okay. 502-795-1997 is our number. You can send us a voice note, especially if you've been in this situation, how you got through it.
I think it's what she wants. How can you reprogram that brain? Because that's really what she's stuck with. It's like, I can't stop thinking about it and obsessing.
That would be you.
Oh, 1,000%.
That would 100% be you.
1,000%.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Let us know. We'll take some of your stories on the way on 99.7 DJX. Man, this group therapy on 99.7 DJX, makes us feel some sort of way about Anne, our listener, who just found out her husband was unfaithful. Now, he wants to pull the Tony Melito card.
Yeah, understand. Things happen. The past is the past.
She can't move on yet.
Right.
And she's like, how?
And she doesn't know who this person was.
No.
And I don't know if that's part of the problem, if it would be better if she did know or not. Christina said the loop never stops. Even when it quiets down, you still hear it. Every single time you feel peace, you wonder if it's the calm before the storm hits again. If you can live with it, congratulations. If not, you will never know that sense of bliss again with him. Oh, I'm sorry you're going through this.
Amy sent us a voice note.
I know that everybody's going to say cheaters always cheat, but I have an opinion on this. I think that the real issue here is trust.
Mm-hmm.
The trust has been broken in their relationship, and the foundation of every relationship is trust.
Yeah.
So she has to ask herself, is she going to be able to trust again? And is he going to be able to gain that trust back from her? Because ultimately, it was betrayal that is hurting her, not the actual act.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good point. Rebecca on Facebook said, you're stuck there until he answers your questions. And if he truly wants to move on, he will sit with you and answer each and every one of them.
Yeah, because she has brought up the, hey, who was it?
Right.
And he's like, that would not be good.
Right. He's just
need to move on.
Let's just move on. He's like, he's evading all the questions.
Yeah.
She says that's simple. Don't let him tell you otherwise. Seek counseling if you do want to stay married. He only wanted to confess a sin to you for his mind. It's not that easy. Don't let him off that easy. And no one can tell you how to react or live. You have to figure that out for yourself.
Alexis sent us a voice note too. You can always do that. 502-795-1997 because, I mean, you don't have to let it ring. You don't have to talk to Kelly and I.
Why do you make it sound like it's a bad thing or annoying?
Well, we are. We are annoying.
Wow.
Alexis.
His response leads me to believe that he doesn't want her to know who it is because it's someone that he has to see on a day-to-day basis.
That's what
we're
thinking.
Like a coworker or a friend or one of her friends. But also, if he is the one asking you to forgive him, and if he really wanted to move on and put this in the past rather than have you brush it off, he would come to you with total transparency out of remorse and want to get it all out there so you can work over it, because you know he cheated, but you don't know exactly what you're forgiving him for if, you know, it's not all out in the open.
That's a good point. And that's kind of what we've been saying is like, I don't know who he's protecting, but you know, the reason is probably because you know this person.
Probably. Yeah. And maybe it's someone that he does have to continue to interact with. Brooke says betrayal is never easy. Mm-hmm. Physically and mentally, it hurts. The last of my marriage to my ex-husband, when I finally got him out of the house, I found cards and letters from his, quote, friend, who had spoken at my first year of sobriety. Move forward, be done. I'm sorry. What you once had will never be the same.
Allison said, yeah, I attempted to stay with my husband after he cheated. I had such a hard time questioning every time he opened his phone.
Oh, gosh.
Or worrying every time he left the house.
Oh, man.
And then he did it again 6 months later, blamed my paranoia on why he did it. So Allison has literally walked your path.
Yeah.
Anna.
Oh, gosh. Well, and again, I know it's so easy to say, well, he's going to keep cheating. But, you know, if she feels like she really wants to gave it everything she's got, they both have to be in counseling so that he can fully understand what she's going through in her mind. He needs to walk in her shoes and understand that, so that if he's truly willing to do the work to try to rebuild that trust, know it's going to take a lot of time.
And by walking your shoes,
he's going to have to be fully transparent with all the things.
Kelly doesn't mean go ahead and get yourself a side piece.
No.
Best way to get over someone.
Stop. That's not going to help here. That's not helping here. We're trying to save the marriage.
I'm making jokes because I'm nervous.
Yes. So, no, but he's going to need to, instead of keep you know, brushing you off and telling you to just move on. Let's stop talking about it. He's got to understand that's not going to be possible for you. You're going to have to be completely forthcoming and completely fully transparent with all the things that she wants to know, and then moving forward, knowing that your life is going to have to be an open book in every way.
Yeah, it's
going
to take work. I mean, this
is going to take a while. It's not going to get fixed in a couple of weeks.
Right. This isn't going to be something that you can just like turn off and go, oh, all better.
Right.
This is great.
And then you're going to have to understand, too, that it may not work out in the end. But I think for Anne to fully feel like that she's going, that she gave it everything she had.
Well, 12 years plus however long you guys were dating beforehand. I mean, that's some investment in, and, you know, she never said if there were kids involved or whatever.
No.
But, like, you know, still 12 years is a long time to just give it away. And if he's worth fighting for, then, you know, you got to put in work.
He's talking the talk. Now he's got to walk the walk.
Yeah, yeah.
So if he's willing to put in the work like he says he is, then he's going to do everything you need him to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes going to counseling.
Now, there is
putting it all out there.
There is some hope. Someone who wanted to remain anonymous said, this happened to me while I was pregnant. It was the hardest thing I've ever gone through.
Wow.
I've been married 11 more years, so yes, you can get through it, but the road is long, and my husband has turned into an amazing man since.
Okay.
So,
all right, so maybe that gives her the hope that, okay.
So let's leave it on that.
But yes, he needs to be willing to do the work, whatever it takes, to try to rebuild that trust and know it's going to be a long road.
Yeah. All right. Hey, keep us posted. Good luck. We're sorry you're going through this.
I know. I usually we're just like, hey, we'll check in with you Monday.
Yeah, we'll check
but
in with
I
you.
I don't think that's...
this isn't a check-in with you Monday sort of thing.
No, this is going to be like a down the road.
Yeah.
Hopefully, like, let's check back in 6 months, see how you're doing.
Yeah, see how things are going.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That's group therapy.